Today, let's talk financial advising, retirement and tax strategy. Where do you put your money? The good, the bad, and the ugly. Because today will help you build your legacy with the fire on the wall.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Fly on the Wall Finance. I am your host, Jamie Malm, and we're going to talk about something today that I'm sure has been top of mind for many of you since President Trump's tariffs have been really dominating the news lately. Most of us that make our living in the financial world have been debating, you know, the likelihood of, is this going to lead to a recession? But we've got a little reprieve. US and China have agreed to slash tariffs for the last 90 days in negotiations here for some longer term agreements or some resolutions, which has created some renewed optimism that we're going to be able to avoid the recession. So today's episode, we're going to dive into what this 90-day pause really means. And then we'll talk a little bit more about whether we think a recession is now less likely. But before we do that, I can't skip over introducing my co-host, Tony Shore, whose wit and wisdom come to us always without any tariffs. Hi, Tony.
Yeah, I come cheap. In fact, I pay you to be here, really. I enjoy the show and your company so much.
Exactly how that goes, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for the compliment there. And yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy wild ride this year, hasn't it? I mean, from the beginning of the year, we've had some ups, we've had downs. The market has kind of been jerking people around. Some people have whiplash. And so I'm glad you're here to provide stability and a calm and reasoned approach to these things. That's why
I think, calm and reasonable.
Exactly. It is.
Anybody
it
that
is,
knows
Jamie,
me. It probably is. I am pretty, I'm pretty hard to rattle, but I think the feeling about what this means for people, it has rattled some, right? And if you don't live in this world every day, if this isn't like second nature, I can see where the media headlines have been a bit concerning. So it's been really two sides of the spectrum. I've got my younger clients who are investing and they're like, I hope it bottoms out. I'm buying things cheap. You know, I'm putting money in, so I want it to be low. And then you've got your retirees that are like, I'm more concerned with really protecting this money. So they don't like seeing that volatility. And you mentioned whiplash. We actually, you know, that stock market whiplash, what we talk about is setting up your account so you don't live a stock market lifestyle, right? We don't want you to feel like I only have the freedom to do the things that I want to do and have peace of mind when the markets are good. So this year so far has been a reminder that markets don't always go up. And some of us have forgotten that over the last couple of years, I think.
Yeah, a few people may have forgotten because we've had a good run for at least 2 years with some record highs. So we haven't had a correction in quite a while. So we were due for one and we almost got into that territory. Yeah.
Yep. And that created some concerns, right? Well, what does this mean? And if these tariffs continue, which as a reminder, we've talked about tariffs on the show before, but a tariff is really just a tax. And so if these big taxes on people being able to bring goods in, right? If that creates higher prices for the economy, then businesses are impacted and there's this trickle down effect, which is where the worries come from. But on May 12th, we got a little reprieve from that on what has been a pretty brutal trade war, right? And so a 90-day pause, which has created a pretty significant cut with tariffs on both sides. In fact, Trump called it a total reset with China. And what it means is the tariff that he originally put in, 145%, which that's an incredible number, right? One that is would be very difficult to maintain relationship. It's down to 30. And then China slashed their retaliatory tariffs from 125% to 10. So that's nice. A game changer for exporters, importers, anybody who buys, builds, invests. It's a breather, right?
Yeah, I mean, 140%+ tariff on China is basically a trade embargo. You're basically going to stop trade at that point when you escalate it that much. So that is good news for all of us that it's back down to a reasonable level, at least, I think.
Yep. And I think in the financial world anyway, what has everybody kind of paying attention is this announcement means that there's clarity for the markets, and markets don't like there to be confusion. They don't like there to be this what if there's what ifs in the markets, they don't like that. And markets then usually pull back. And then as consumers, we feel that. What they do love is signs of progress. And this deal gave them that. In fact, the moment the news hit, futures shot up in pre-market trading, because it was a de-escalation of what they thought this could potentially be. If both sides are going to keep the conversation going, if we can keep that momentum going, the momentum is what the markets like to see. And that's what they'll respond to.
Yeah. So what if the U.S. and China lead to a mutual an agreeable lasting deal? In other words, there's been so much fluctuation and this is temporary, 90 days, right?
It's temporary, yes. But I think the key thing to remember here is this is progress and kind of an indicator of what's expected now to come long-term. If we have cooler heads, if we have Trump that's open to scaling back a little bit, because if we look back on what he has said when he initially rolled this out, he'd be asked, are you willing to come down from the 145%? And his answer was a short no. And what we saw then in the weeks leading up to May 12th is a slight shift in the tone. Well, maybe 80%, you know, we would be open to. And it's that tone that then has people feeling like this is just the first round. This is probably going to be a long negotiation covering everything. You know, we have intellectual property, steel, semiconductors, agriculture. There's drugs that we have to be thinking about here. So we're tip of the iceberg on what we've talked about, but this is showing progress, which I think is the key takeaway here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. It is a good sign. And it's at least progress, like you say. So obviously, I think our listeners out there, Jamie, have concerns about tariffs, about the U.S. economy. I mean, especially if you look at your phone or turn on the news or the 24-hour news channels, they are always saying the sky is falling. They're always talking about
it. Do any of us really need 24-hour news channels? No. That's not good for anybody.
Yeah. I mean, they throw around recession. I've been hearing we're going to have a recession or are in a recession for quite a while. And it's just like a negative news leads, I guess, or it sells more ads, apparently.
Well, of course, it's the sky is falling is what makes people click on news stories and it's what generates interest, right? And so we have to take a step back from the media attention and say, okay, what is the actual likelihood that this will be impactful and in what way? So the first thing that we look at then really is if we are going to have some volatility, and we probably will, like this is the step in the right direction. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have some short-term volatility. Know what your risk tolerance is, of course, but then what's the intent with the money? If you're between really that window, that 10 years around retirement, 5 years before, 5 years after, that's when we really get concerned about asset allocation. And we don't want you living that stock market lifestyle where you're getting whiplash from what the markets are doing. If you've got time to recover from this, these little dips and these ups and downs, get in the mindset of like my younger clients where they're like, I want it to be as low as possible. I'm buying things on sale. Right. So we've got to look at the big picture here. And none of this happens overnight, right? This deal came after weeks and weeks of de-escalation and shifting the tone and careful, you know, behind the scenes, things that we'll probably never know. But that's how leverage works, right? Mm-hmm. It's how negotiations work. And we want to stay focused on the outcome, which long-term outcomes, I think most people in the US can agree that we're striving towards the things we all want. We may just disagree on how we're going to get there. So it's staying focused on the outcomes, knowing your risk tolerance, not falling prey to these roller coasters that might happen in between. Those would be the key things that I would look at.
Right. And it, like you said, it's especially tough, though, for people who are about to retire or already in retirement when the markets get volatile or we hear talks of recession and the tariff situation is in flux. So I'm glad we're talking about this today. But Jamie, I think the important thing to remember to deal with this is the importance of working with a financial professional like yourself, a trusted fiduciary who can really is going to look at everything available and put your best interests first and say what is going to work best for you, right?
Right. It's really an individual plan. I mean, it has to be customized to you. We have to consider short-term needs. We have to consider long-term needs. We have to factor in not just logically what we want to have happen, but emotionally, how are you going to feel based on how you have it structured? And economists are still forecasting a slowdown, right? This didn't just shift things overnight, but it's not an all out, like we're not stalled where there's no end in sight. Right. In fact, we've got JP Morgan, who's obviously a kind of a household name. One of their top US economists have said recession, the likelihood of a recession has now dropped below 50%, which is big, right? And it's not just JP Morgan. You have Goldman Sachs, you have Barclays. They're dialing back their kind of doom and gloom that they've been forecasting to say, okay, we're seeing some signs of resilience here. And they're dropping down their odds of recession to like down from 45 to 35. So we have to take that into consideration, right? It should be about how you feel and how you emotionally feel. But these are all good news and good indicators after a pretty rough start to the year on what maybe the second half may look like and why.
Yeah. So what's the lesson here?
Yeah, I think the lesson is one, turn off the 24 hours news channel, right? Yep. You can completely be inundated with media headlines, and we don't want to make decisions for our own accounts or our own financial plans based on media headlines. One, they're designed to scare you. They're designed to instill fear, right? And so we've got some clickbait type things going on out there. Yeah. So take a step back and let's look at what are the experts saying about what's forecasted? Well, if these are all signs that recession is slowing, if the tax, these tariffs are lowering, that means we don't have a slowdown then of imports coming in, which means we shouldn't have a supply demand issue, right? I don't remember a ton from economics, but I remember the basics. If we have a low supply of things, demand goes up, prices go up. So that's what we don't want. And if we can keep imports coming in, if we can kind of slash those tariffs down to what each side feels is reasonable, then we don't have that slowdown. We don't have companies that are impacted. We don't have then layoffs that are occurring. We don't have job loss. All of those things work together to keep the economy going. So you don't have to be an expert in all things finances or be immersed in this world every day to kind of see, all right, I see some basics here and I can see the light at the end of the tunnel and proceed accordingly.
Right. But there are even things that you can help folks do, that you help your clients do, to recession-proof, inflation-proof, and tariff-proof your finances and your retirement income plan, right?
Tariff-proof. I wonder if we can trademark that.
Yeah.
Tariff-proof your retirement plan. That's probably not compliant. But yes.
So compliance. Thank you for bringing it up.
Have you seen that commercial where they say, you can't say that you're the best. We can't.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if Morgan Freeman says it?
Well, yeah. What if we don't say it, but Morgan Freeman says it? I don't even know what it's for, but I love that.
Yeah.
I love that commercial.
Oh, that ad is so good.
It is good. Compliance nightmare. I love it.
Yeah.
So tariff proof, recession proof, risk proof. These are all things that we throw around that we cannot say, of course, from a compliance standpoint. But if you feel like when I look at my portfolio, I think I have to think about a best and worst case scenario 3 years into the future, 5 years into the future, 10 years into the future. So get an idea in mind of if you've got a portfolio, let's say of $1 million, and you have all of that $1 million at risk, well, what happens if the market drops 50%? Let's just say sky is falling and it's 50%. Well, now I have $500,000. How am I going to feel on that day when that happens? What if it's not $500,000, but it's 750? Am I still going to feel okay? Am I going to feel like that's fine? I'm going to stay the course. I'm going to, recover. And no doubt you will recover, but how long does it take to recover? So that's really what, as a high level overview, what you want to think about when we think about any kind of risk to your nest egg, whether it's tariffs or it's market risk or it's legislative risk or it's inflation. All these things basically are things that can work against your financial security. And so start with, how am I going to feel on that day if that happens? And do I have the time to recover? And if the answer is, I don't think I'm comfortable with that, then you probably need to talk to somebody about making an adjustment and insulating a portion of that from those risks.
Yeah. And based on things you've said in the past on past shows or conversations I've had with you, Jamie, you really need to look at where am I pulling my income from? Do I have another source that's not tied to the markets that's so influenced by each new tariff policy? Maybe during that time or during a year like 2022 when the market was down.
That's a good point. It's
when the
like,
market was down, right?
It was, yes. We all remember that. No, nowhere to hide in 2022.
Right. But if you have income, places you can pull income from in retirement that aren't attached to the market, that's what you help your clients do, right? Is make sure they're not all in, right?
Right. And that's sometimes it's a hard balance for people because they're not quite sure, like, well, on one hand, I don't want to give up. I don't want to get out right when, I'm going to give up on these gains. And well, what if the market skyrocket and I don't want to miss that? And on the other hand, it's I don't want to risk losing any of that. I can't stand to see my account go backwards. I don't want to lose it. The right answer is probably somewhere between those two. The decision is how far between those two. Where do you lean? Do you lean more towards I'm more concerned about protecting it, or I'm more concerned about getting the growth? And when we're in the accumulation phase of our financial lives, we're typically focused more on the growth. And if that's where you're at, well, some of this volatility with tariffs, some of the recession fears, the turnaround of the recession fears, it's probably not as impactful. You can ride it out. It's, buy in, you're buying low, we're going to see long-term growth, and we're not quite as worried. If you're nearing the distribution phase, which is, okay, I worked all these years, now I'm going to retire, and this bucket of money that I've accumulated has to now provide income for me, now I am pretty worried about recession and market volatility, and what do these tariffs really mean for economic growth? And that's when really insulating a portion of your funds becomes really important. And the first thing we insulate is what amount do you need to generate the income that's desired? That's step number one.
That's huge.
That's a good point. That's a good reminder.
Yeah. Yeah, where you're getting your money from, and you have a balance, and that's not just saying I'm diversified. I have multiple stocks, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right? Sometimes we think diversification is I own a bunch of portfolios, and then when we actually do the analysis, it's you own the same stocks and all these portfolios, and you had no idea, or oh, I didn't know I had 80% of my funds just in technology or in the financial services, and I'm missing out on all this diversification. So really where we recommend starting. If you're not quite sure where you fall into this, I don't know if maybe my portfolio is allocated in line with what my goals are. We recommend just starting with a complete portfolio analysis review. That's something that we do for every new client that comes on board, because we want to showcase the good, the bad, and the ugly. We want everybody that comes to meet with us to feel really empowered to make informed decisions. And usually nobody has ever had their portfolio rebuilt from them from the ground up to say, here's everything you need to know. Here's how diversified you are. Here's what your returns have been. Here's how your account is going to be influenced by changes in interest rates. Here's how susceptible your future income is going to be to recession. There's all these things that we have to know, and we just really don't typically have a handle on how do they interact with each other. And then how do I make informed decisions once I know that? So that's the place to start. Total portfolio analysis review, know your risk tolerance, and then we can get a handle on, okay, knowing what's going to come, whether it's recessions or what have you, or maybe our 90-day pause doesn't keep the momentum that we thought, and we go back to where we were with this whiplash. You shouldn't have to worry about how your portfolio is going to react to that. You should have a plan in place regardless.
There you go. Well, I think it's so important. And tariffs do have a lot of people concerned because it seems like it's constantly changing. And then when there is a resolution, it seems like, oh, it's not permanent. So right. It is interesting. You gave us a lot to think about. But Jamie, to build that plan and rebuild and look at where you're at, you described it perfectly there. You're offering that at no charge to our listeners, at least a consultation to see where they're at and get a plan in place. No obligation, no charge for that consultation. How can our listeners out there get a hold of you to set that up?
Yeah, that's something that we provide to everybody that comes in, because I don't want to be somebody that just assumes I am the answer before I even know what your issue is, right? We believe in transparency, and we believe in our fiduciary responsibility. And that comes with having a very good understanding of where our clients are coming from before we make any recommendations or talk about any potential solutions. So if it is something that you're wondering about, we do that at no cost, simply because I don't even know if I can help you yet. So let's start there. And you can call our office. That office number is 620-377-6456. Or you can go to our website, which is ironhorsefinancialservices.com. And if you're going to go to our website, you can actually kill two birds with one stone. There is a risk tolerance questionnaire you can take when you go out there. It'll provide you instant results. Takes maybe 3 minutes. It's 11 questions. So click on Get Your Risk Score, ironhorsefinancialservices.com, and that would be a great place to start as well.
Awesome. Well, Jamie, a lot of great information today. Listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Fly on the Wall Finance with our host, Jamie Malm.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks, everyone.
That wraps up another episode of the Fly on the Wall podcast. Join us next time as we continue the conversations and bringing you behind the scenes in the world of finance. And don't forget to stay connected with us on your favorite social media platforms and subscribe wherever you're listening to podcasts so you don't miss an episode. And we will see you next time.
All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Opinions expressed are solely those of Iron Horse Financial Services and staff. All topics covered are believed to be from reliable sources. However, Iron Horse Financial Services makes no representations as to its accuracy or completeness. This commercial shall in no way be construed as a solicitation to sell securities or advisory services to residents of any other state other than Kansas or otherwise permitted. Topics should be discussed with your financial advisor prior to implementation. Advisory services offered through Iron Horse Financial Services, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Iron Horse Retirement, an affiliated company. Iron Horse Financial Services and Iron Horse Retirement are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.